Morning, Jess.
Good morning.
What have we got this week? Who's going first?
Chris is going first. Yes.
Chris is going first. Chris, what have you got?
There well, we go. I have an album by a band called Chibamato, okay. And it's called Stereotype A.
Where are we streaming this?
The album is streaming on Spotify.
Excellent.
And it was released in 1999. Mm-hmm. The album is by the New York-based band Chibamato. Mm-hmm. And the name, it's Italian for crazy food.
Delicious.
Yep.
All right.
Absolutely delicious.
Any food-related songs on the album?
There are a couple of food-related songs on the album. Okay. Their first album was actually entirely devoted to food. This album, the food-related song is Sci-Fi Wasabi.
Yum.
And that is basically just about sort of the gap between rich and poor in New York.
Okay.
But also about searching New York for some mind-blowing wasabi.
I love this a lot more than I thought I would 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. So Sci-Fi Wasabi. Is this on this album?
This is on the album. Okay, I think it's like the fourth track.
All right.
Yeah.
And the album's called Type A.
The album is called Stereotype A.
Stereotype A.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it's the second release of the album. And I guess one of my favorite things about it is that it blends so many genres. There's hip hop, alternative pop. There's some lounge music in there.
Ooh.
The third song is just a lounge song.
Cool.
It blends heavy metal and also a genre called Shibuya Kai, which is a Japanese form of pop music.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you've got a lot happening.
Yeah,
there.
You really do. So the band is basically two main members, Yuka Honda and Miho Hattori.
Okay.
And they're living in New York, but they're expatriates from Japan.
All right.
And I guess given that it's their second album, they're feeling a lot more experimental.
Okay. Mm.
So they're working with a few more musicians. For this album, they've got two more members, Timo Ellis,
mm-hmm.
and also Sean Lennon, who's the son of Yoko Ono and John Lennon.
Awesome. Wow, music royalty.
Yeah, exactly. And he's a musician in his own right as well.
Cool. All right.
Yeah, so he's doing backing vocals and playing bass on the album as well.
Super cool.
Yes,
definitely.
Did they record anything after this?
Okay. So they broke up after this album. And it wasn't a messy breakup, but just we're done.
Yeah.
But then they reformed in 2014.
Okay.
And released an album called Hotel Valentine.
All right.
Which is also really great.
Yeah.
But
I think that when you go pre-breakup, that's when they're going to be at their best.
Exactly, yeah. No, they're just such a perfect weird band.
Cool.
What
would you say is the perfect setting to listen to this album?
I would say, look, it's one reviewer when it was released described it as like a New York summer album.
Okay.
And given how hot it's been this week, like I'm really hot in the studio. Oh, I don't know if anybody else is.
I normally keep the studio arctic and I cannot keep up today.
No, it's just crazy. Anyway, like it's a perfect summer album.
So maybe like going for a walk by the beach today.
Absolutely.
Put some headphones in.
Yep.
I feel like this is a walking album that you walk to.
Definitely.
And walk with.
Walking through a sweaty city or on the beach
with
or something like that.
Sun beating down. Don't forget your sunscreen though, everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Sit up and slap.
Yeah.
But no, this is how I feel this album should be enjoyed. And then you get like wasabi sci-fi in there,
get
some good food on the way.
Oh, you need a refreshing beverage at some point.
A refreshing beverage would be the perfect way to listen to
an
this
iced
album.
Tea. Put some rum in it if that's your way.
A Long Island iced tea,
if you will. Yeah.
I love it. Cool. Mm. All right. This sounds interesting.
Yeah,
I like
it's a
these
great
guys.
Album.
This is an exciting album, an
upbeat
definitely. Album.
And now I'm hungry.
Right. And now I'm starving.
Hungry and thirsty.
What have you got today, Sam?
I don't have an album. I have a TV show.
Ooh.
Oh, awesome.
It is a cult favorite all over Australia, but if you live in China, it's definitely not a hidden gem. It's watched in the tens of millions.
Wow. Really?
It's a Chinese dating show. It is called Fei Chung Bu Rao. I hope I didn't butcher that.
Yeah.
But the English name is If You Are The One, and it's streaming on SBS On Demand.
I've heard of
awesome.
This.
Yeah.
This is magic.
I have a lot of friends who watch it, and I've finally gotten into it, and it's so interesting.
So explain to me the concept.
Okay. So it's presented a lot like a game show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's one man competing for the affection of 24 women.
Love it.
Whoa.
The women can express disinterest by pressing a buzzer, like press their buzzer off at any time. So the man will either choose a woman who is still in the game at the end or he'll just walk home alone.
Does
of the time.
Does he have to walk all the way home?
Yeah, he has to walk all the way, even though China's massive. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think one in five people will actually walk alone, so it's really...
Really?
Wow.
And the whole thing happens in like 15 minutes or less. So it's really quick. A very different environment from the paradise true love stuff you see in The Bachelor.
No, this is like cold, clinical, buzz out.
Yeah.
But you can tell they're really interested in... dating, of course.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, you might assume in China, too, that they talk rather conservatively about dating. But I think the show it has broken a lot of ground. I mean, it exposes the harsh realities of dating in a completely unapologetic way. These women are just brutally honest. There's a controversial history of contestants just casually insulting each other.
Wow.
And in the first season, they were all about, I mean, there were a lot of comments directed about money as well. Like, they were just trying to get it for the money. And
yeah.
Producers actually had to step in at some point and
really
change that. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's, some episodes are like really raw in that way.
Are there happy couples that come out of the show?
Yeah, yeah. Reportedly, the show has been responsible for 300 marriages.
What? Wow.
Which is a great track record for the 7 years it's been on air.
It's amazing. That's insane. Definitely.
Yeah, and it's not always like super tense and interrogative as well. There's a lot of comedy as well. The editing style's really quirky. There are a lot of Looney Tunes sound effects for some reason, which kind of throws me off. Sometimes the guy in the sound effects studio just sounds like he's having a stroke all over the buttons, pressing everything. So it's a little bit strange.
So this is on SBS On Demand?
It's on SBS On Demand. There are around 40 episodes. Each of them are an hour long. You're not going to run out of stuff.
Oh my God, you can binge this for a solid week.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Weekend set.
Bingeable content.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, it is very addictive. So please... Be careful.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Be warned, you will get addicted to this dating show.
Yes, you shall.
And it's all subtitled too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, all subtitles. Mm. All the yellow subtitles that are really nice to look at,
yeah.
I think.
You do?
Yeah, yeah. It's like the subtitles are indicative of SBS, you know, the yellow
subtitles. Very yeah, very SBS-ish.
Yeah.
These are cool. I feel really upbeat about these two.
Yeah, they're both
really,
really upbeat.
I feel really, really cool.
Yeah.
So we've got Ciabatta Mayo.
Yeah. Chibo Meadow. Yeah. No, it's...
I'm going Ciabatta because I'm like, yes, Ciabatta.
Ciabatta, let's eat a Ciabatta.
I'm so into this now.
Yeah.
So Chibo Meadow,
yep.
Yep, and we've got Stereotype A streaming on Spotify.
Yes.
And then we have If You Are The One, a fantastic Chinese dating show, streaming on SBS On Demand.
That's right. And you can just turn the sound off on If You Are The One and just read it. So you
but
can
then you can use that on all your wacky sound effects.
Yeah, both at the same time. You can do both of these.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God.
A two-for-one streaming.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever had that before.
No.
I can't handle. Wow, my mind is blown. Boys, you do a fantastic job every week. I love these two offerings.
Thank you.